feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
is 18th April 2021. The fourth paragraph of the Sakar Murli, 14th April 2021. O breath of my life, there is deep significance in completely sacrificing your bodies, minds and wealth into this imperishable sacrificial fire of knowledge, of self-sovereignty, created by the Supreme Soul. From the moment you say that you have sacrificed your body, mind and wealth, that is, you have surrendered everything into the sacrificial fire and died, and then from that moment nothing remains yours. In that too, you first have to use your body and mind fully for doing service. When everything is for yajna and God, there can be nothing left for yourself, and you cannot even waste any wealth. Even your mind cannot run after impure and sinful thoughts, because you have surrendered it to God. God is anyway the being of purity and peace. Because of this, impure thoughts are automatically quietened. If you put your mind into Maya's hands, then because Maya has variety of forms, many types of sinful thoughts can arise that ride in the mind, the horse. If any child even now still has sinful thoughts, understand that his mind has not been completely sacrificed. That is, his mind does not completely belong to God. Therefore, complete renunciate, children. Now understand the deep secrets and become detached observer, Sakshi, while performing actions, and observe yourselves and move along with great caution. So this is the fourth para of Sakar Murli of 14th April 2021. The theme is surrender to yajna. Baba is saying you have not now understood the deep secrets and you have become detached observer whilst performing actions, and thus you move along with great caution. Move on, move on. Scriptures say charaiveti, 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 Charaiveti means go on, keep on moving, keep on moving, don't stop, just go on and on and on. New secrets will come to you every day. Life is all about newness. If you stop, then you cease to learn, to understand, to know. Keep on moving. Charaiveti, charaiveti. New scenes, new learnings, new obstacles, new joys. You will encounter newness everywhere. And whilst moving ahead, be detached observer. In today's Avyakta Murli also, Baba talked about three specialities of Brahmin children. They are Gyanis. Gyanis means they are cooperative souls. They are Yogis. Yogis means they are with God, Sathi. Karmatit means they will go together. So they are Gyani souls and Yogi souls and Karmatit souls. If you are not these three, you probably are not Brahmin. So today we will understand something about surrendering to Yajna. Baba is talking about three types of surrender. The grossest is wealth. You surrender wealth. Not very easy thing, but yes, for many it is simple. But those who are highly greedy, attached to money, business, for them it is tough. Yet, it's quite easy. The next in the rung of ladder is body. You surrender your body. This is little tougher than the surrendering of wealth. To surrender body means as if you handed over something to somebody. Then you have no complaints. The body is serving the yajna. The third is the subtlest. That is mind. To surrender mind. Baba is saying, if you have vikalp, impure thoughts, then probably you have not surrendered yourself. Total surrender of mind. So this we can understand because this is gross. This is wealth, money, take, surrendered. You can understand. You can see, it is visible. This is body, I surrender. I can see. But what about mind? It is invisible. Even if I say, Baba, from today onwards my mind is yours, the next moment it is running towards something else. It is just moving. It's like a horse running. Baba is saying this, thoughts ride on the horse. And the horse run amok. It goes here and there. Unbridled, uncontrolled, unrestrained. So how to surrender? Somebody has got a lot of money and he gives to yajna. It's simple. There are people who come for seva and they say, just, we are ready to do any service. Just give us gross service. I can work for 12 hours, 18 hours. Just working all the time. So that is also good. It is needed. What about mind? To surrender mind is such a volatile thing. What to do? Surrendering mind. Mind is full of ego. This ego doesn't allow it to surrender. It is said that camels, you know, why they stay in the desert? Hunt. Why are they in the desert? It is said that they don't like to go to mountain. Camels, they don't love mountains. They love to be in the desert. Why? Because If they go to the mountain, they feel they are small and mountain is so big, it hurts their ego. But in the desert, they are the mountain. I am mountain, like this. You have seen? Camel, his hump is like this. Mountain. So they don't like mountains. Because it pinches their heart. That mountain is so big and I am so small. I can't accept this. It is against its ego. That's why it prefers desert, where I am the mountain. I am the bigger. Its ego is the greatest barrier to surrender. Even if somebody surrenders wealth, it is not surrender, because then he showcases it, that I have given this much money to Yajna. I have given this land for service. I have constructed these many centers. So it's the ego which is coming there. Surrender is a quantum leap from ego to egolessness. It's a quantum jump, sudden jump. Surrender is not about gradual process. Surrender is not a gradual process. Slightly, bit by bit, I will surrender. It's jhatku, at one go. If I love, I can even surrender. What is even surrender? If I like this atmosphere of Madhuban and if I like the department, I can even surrender myself, people say. If I love, if everything is to my liking, if things are comfortable, if I get all the luxuries and all the facilities, I can even surrender. So what sort of surrender is this? Surrender with conditions. Is this a surrender? If I get a separate room with all modern facilities and special transport, I will see first how things are here. Then I will think. So this third type of surrender of the mind, it's a quantum jump. It's not about narrating your conditions. It is going from mind to no mind, man to aman. It's going from ego to egolessness. Surrender is about becoming one with the existence. Surrender is not about holding on to your smaller ego. Surrender is about letting go. Surrender is about relaxing. It's a stage of resting. If somebody says, I am surrendered, and yes, he is so much worried, anxious. What sort of surrender is this? What will happen to me? How things will go? If I fall sick, who will take care of me? If I become old, who will care for me, for my food? So this is no surrender. Surrender is about relaxation. Surrender is about resting. It's fearlessness. Like, there's a story. A lady is sitting in a bus. She is so anxious, fearful, trembling. She is calling bus conductor, please come. Has my station come? Has my stop come? Which stop is this? What stop is this? So she is so fearful. The stranger who is sitting next, nearby, is saying, why are you so anxious? Just relax. You just tell me which is your stop. The moment your stop comes, I will call the conductor and he will stop the bus. You can even tell the conductor now, and he calls the conductors. And conductor tells that lady, don't worry. At every stop, I am taking the name of the stop and the bus is stopping there. She says, no, I don't want to miss my stop. I don't want to miss my stop because I have some important work to do. The conductor assures her, don't worry. I am there. At every stop, I'll cry out. I'll shout the name. I'll say the name of your stop. And then you let me know which is your stop. Where are you going? The lady says, the bus terminus. The last stop. So if you have to reach the bus terminus, why are you worried? Why can't you relax? Surrender is about relaxing. Surrender is about letting go of your fear, of your anxiety, your trembling. Everybody is getting something, some gift. I have not got it. You will get it. Why are you rushing? Surrender is such a subtle thing. Surrender is about faith. That you have full faith in the Supreme. That when He is with me, nothing can go against me. I have full faith in Him. I have complete faith in Him. Nothing will happen to me. So it's about reaching a stage where there is no mind. It's about reaching a state where there is no ego. All the projections of the ego are gone. It's about complete faith. Surrender is all about complete understanding of my ignorance. Upanishads say, when somebody says that he knows, it means he doesn't know. Socrates says, I know that I know not. So it's about going from lesser understanding to higher understanding. And when you reach higher understanding, you understand that you do not know anything. You acknowledge your own helplessness, your own ignorance. That there are so many things. Life is not a thing to be understood. It is a mystery to be lived. People divide science, especially divide things into two things, known and unknown. But persons like Buddha has divided life in three things. Known, unknown, unknowable. Unknowable, which never can be known. And this unknowable gives you that sense of humility. That it cannot be known. I can just wonder at it. It remains a mystery for me. I just acknowledge my smallness in front of it. And when you do that, even that unknowable can become known then. But only when you acknowledge that yes, it is not possible to know it. It is such vast. It is such big. How can I know? And you invite or send a formal request to that unknown to enter your mind. You pray, you plead. Oh unknown, please enter me. Please reveal yourself to me. When such humility comes, that unknown can become known. But otherwise, that unknown remains unknown. You keep on promising, proposing, it doesn't come. That's why they say, man proposes, God disposes. Actually, God has nothing to dispose. It's all happening in your mind. When you realize your oneness with everything, that small ego is gone. You droop down. You say, yes, there are so many things in knowledge which I have not understood. If you say that I have understood this entire knowledge, that knowledge itself is the block then. It doesn't free you. Knowledge is the greatest bondage. That's why surrender says, I don't know anything. Surrender says, I have no conditions. Surrender says, I have just started my journey. Surrender says, I have not understood it. It is unfathomable, immeasurable. The ocean is so vast, how can I understand it? For example, God is an ocean. Who can say that somebody has understood ocean? Nobody can say that I know every bit of the ocean. Every wave is different. Every shore is different. It is vast, immeasurable, incalculable depths, unfathomable. So when you come to that understanding, known and unknown, science says that nothing can remain unknown. We will find out everything. That is the ego of science. But then, that cannot be a surrender. That can lead to destruction rather than construction. So Baba is saying, surrender your mind to this yajna. Surrender your wealth, yes. Surrender. So wealth means you are not wasting anything. There are those people who are not earning anything. So how can they surrender wealth? For them, surrendering wealth means not to misuse the wealth which is here. Electricity, light, petrol, food, anything, time, paraphernalia, all the things which are here, don't use for personal, misuse it for personal benefits. That is rendering wealth. Then body. You should take good care of your body. If you are falling sick, that is not surrender to the yajna. That means you do not know the secret of keeping the body in vibrant, radiant health. If you fall sick again and again, how much money is wasted? That is not surrender. And third is mind. Mind means drop the ego. I don't know anything. I'm trying to know. Spirituality is not a mass phenomenon that you all go together and sit in Murli. That's good for one point. But it is not a team phenomenon. The change happens in the individual. It's a very solo phenomenon. It's a solo journey. So customs and rituals and rules and all regulations are needed. That's fine. But the transformation is not going to happen as a result of some mass ritual or ceremonial or some mass phenomenon or some mass procedure. Everybody is coming sitting in yoga. Don't expect to change to happen. Everybody is going and sitting in Murli. Don't expect a change to happen. Everybody is sitting and celebrating some function. Don't expect any change to happen. Because this you have been doing from years together. What change has happened? Nothing. Spirituality is a very individual thing, individualized thing. Spirituality is a change which happens in secret. It's a very, very subtle understanding of your own mind, of your own sanskars. It has nothing to do with any team. Though gathering has its own importance, but gathering itself can become a bondage at times. And you can stay in gathering for 10 years and you come out after 10 years, you are same, no change. The same sanskars, the same weaknesses, the same imperfection, the same defects, the same flaws. Because you remain extrovert. The gathering kept you extrovert all the time. You got hooked to certain procedures, to certain fundamentals, and mind remained narrowed. It did not achieve that unlimited stage. The surrender is a jump from limited to the unlimited. It's a jump from anxiety, fear to relaxation and resting. Just as you see somebody, you know his name, but you are not remembering. You have seen this phenomenon. You see some man, some friend, you know, but I'm just not remembering his name. What is his name? It's at the tip of my tongue. But I'm trying to focus more and more. I can't remember. I'm sitting and trying to meditate. What is his name? What is his name? I can't remember. Now let go. Go to the garden and start playing. Start listening to music. Or sip a cup of tea. Or listening to some song. Or diverting to your mind to some other place. Go for a walk. And suddenly you remember that person's name. Why? Because remembrance happens in resting, in relaxation. That is surrender. And sometimes sleeping time also it can happen. So it's all about when you focus, you become, your consciousness become narrow and narrow. Now I am speaking here. If suppose the same speech is organized and I am told you have to give speech at 8 to 9 and 100 people are going to hear and this is the pamphlet and this is all organized things, I can't speak. I will forget everything. Even if I prepare. Now I am speaking unprepared. So, it's big. It has got all the dimensions. But if the same thing I had to speak in the afternoon, I will not be able to. Because then the consciousness is narrowed. There are a lot of fears associated. So when you are relaxed, that time you are at the peak of your consciousness. Like, how relaxed he is. This is spirituality. No tension at all. no stress about speaking. No worry about what others will think if I don't prepare. So that is the stage of total surrender. So, Chimal bhai, this is the stage of surrender. No tension about public, about audience. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. O breath of my life, there is deep significance in completely sacrificing your bodies, minds and wealth into this imperishable sacrificial fire of knowledge, of self-sovereignty, created by the Supreme Soul. From the moment you say that you have sacrificed your body, mind and wealth, that is, you have surrendered everything into the sacrificial fire and died, then from that moment nothing remains yours. In that too, you first have to use your body and mind fully for doing service. When everything is for the Yajna and God, there can be nothing left for yourself, and you cannot even waste any wealth. Even your mind cannot run after impure and sinful thoughts, because you have surrendered it to God. God is anyway the being of purity and peace. Because of this, impure thoughts are automatically quietened. If you put your mind into Maya's hand, then, because Maya has a variety of form, many types of sinful thoughts can arise that ride in the mind, the horse. If any child even now still has sinful thoughts, understand that his mind has not been completely sacrificed. That is, his mind does not completely belong to God. Therefore, completely renunciated children now understand the deep secrets and become detached observer while performing actions, and observe yourself and move along with great caution. Sakar Murli, 14 April 2021. Om Shanti.